Hello, everyone. My name is Miles Moore, and you just tuned into the Moore Media Report, a show that looks at and discusses just what the heck is going on in the film and TV industries. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the Freaky Friday 2 announcement, Joker 2, Folie à Deux, the Fantastic Four reboot updates, Minecraft movie set props, and a Moana live-action remake and animated sequel update. Joining me in this episode is my awesome, amazing, fantastic girlfriend, Caroline Shipley, and my also awesome, amazing friend, not my girlfriend, Levi Keekaper. How you doing, guys?
Awesome.
Awesome?
Awesome.
Doing awesome, amazing, and fantastic.
I will say that I was holding back a laugh that whole intro.
The whole intro?
I can't let him down like that. But I had a giggle in my throat.
So how's life? What's been going on? Just give me a simple update. What are you doing?
Are we getting personal?
No. You don't have to.
Oh, man. I thought we were about to crack open a therapy session.
Yeah, I don't want
to
hear about
ready.
You.
Yep. Whoa. We're just hanging out, you know, chilling.
Yes, what's going on before we get into this?
Hey, you know, I'm just excited to be here. I got up really early this morning, and I'm off 3 hours of sleep right now, so bear with me. Also, I know almost nothing about these topics.
Good, good, good.
But
that's
what makes it so good.
Mm-hmm. Levi, how you doing? How's life?
It's really windy today.
It's stupid
windy
today.
It's crazy
outside.
Almost
got blown
outside.
Off the highway today.
I'm not having a good time with this wind with also recording.
I will
And I also
say.
Went on a run today, and mm-hmm. I almost literally got knocked off the trail.
Oh, it's tornado season.
It is tornado season. I'm right next to the window, and I'm just... everywhere.
Yes,
yep, that's exactly the sound.
That's the sound the wind makes.
Believe it or not.
The lustful
here
wind.
In the Midwest, that's what the wind sounds like.
All right, let's get into it. An exciting news for fans of the 2003 family comedy, Freaky Friday. Disney has announced that a sequel is in the works. The news film is set to reunite the original stars, Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who are in talks to reprise their roles as the mother-daughter duo who switch bodies and lives. I'm stupid excited for this because I watched the original film and I continue to watch it probably at least once a year.
Yeah, date night for us. Yep. Lindsay Lohan.
I'm here for Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, it couldn't be me.
I always love her in a movie.
I'm a Lindsay Lohan through and through. Freaky Friday, Herbie. Okay, let's stick on the top.
Okay, yeah. That's a good point, though. Herbie was fire.
Herbie was fire. Yeah, it was so good. Anyway, but yeah, no, I am also stupid excited about it. I cannot wait to figure out, like, I haven't seen any trailers or anything. I know literally nothing about
it. It just got announced. So
oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I have no clue where they're going to take the plot.
I have no clue. I don't even know where to go with that.
I don't know what's going to. Are they going to switch bodies again? I hope. I'm going to be a little disappointed if they don't.
Yeah,
if someone doesn't.
Like, how do you even do that? Oh, Levi, what do you know?
Yeah,
you
hey,
haven't watched
so
this movie.
Yeah, I have not seen the movie.
Whoa.
But I did not know it had Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan in it.
Really?
That also just makes you wonder, when was the last time Lindsay Lohan was in a movie?
Recently, right?
Really?
Yeah, she was in like some kind of love Christmas
It was like a Netflix
movie.
Original.
I don't know. It looked... questionable, but I'd be loving anything Hallmarky. So
well, that's true.
Oh, okay, that
so I'd be gobbling that up. But yeah, no, but yeah, she's like breaking back into acting. Took some time off.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah, seriously, because she's a child star.
I could never make it through Hollywood.
Oh,
child
yeah, and
stars.
You know the child star, especially with the recent
Quiet on Set.
Oh yeah,
yeah, the Quiet on Set thing has revealed to us that being a child star is literally the worst.
Yeah,
don't be a child star. Don't do
if
that
if you can avoid it. Just wait. Just let
unless
him cook.
Unless you can afford the therapy.
Yeah, unless you can afford it.
Yeah, and if you're mentally solid enough as an 8-year-old,
you're not working for
good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Disney. Or literally anyone.
Yeah.
Just don't be a child.
Yeah,
just stop being a child.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah, grow up.
But this sequel is going to be directed by Nisha Ganatra. I think it's Ganatra. And she's known for her work on the Hulu miniseries Welcome to the Chippendales. And the project is gaining momentum and is scheduled for a summer shoot in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan has expressed their interest in a sequel for several years, and negotiations to bring them back for the new film has recently begun. Curtis shared a photo with Lohan on screen confirming the discussions about their return. So it's happening. They scheduled a shoot. We're making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most excited about for this movie? Obviously, we're reuniting two legends,
yeah,
Jamie Lee Curtis
and
Lindsay Lohan. I love Jamie Lee Curtis. She's amazing.
I'm personally very excited to see what side characters we get. First
yeah,
off,
seriously.
Stepdad.
Yeah, he better be back.
Stepdad that stepped up. I hope he comes back. Don't know the actor's name.
Oh, I can remember.
But I had a really big crush on him growing up. from that movie. I need to calm down. But yeah, no, I'm excited to see what kind of side characters get brought back up, like the little brother, her friends. Is she still in a band?
Yeah, did her band get big?
Yeah, did her band get big?
Is she
still dating that one dude? I don't think they were dating by the end. Were they? That blonde guy? No. Who did she end up with?
Was
it the blonde dude?
Yeah, it was the blonde guy with long hair.
The one who was like really into her mom. We're going to see where the story's going.
He got super into the mom.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see the side characters. I mean, outside of our amazing duo that's coming back, that is confirmed. I'm very curious to see where these other characters come back. If they killed off the stepdad, though, I will be upset.
Yeah, seriously. Like, oh, he died in a car accident. I'm like, how? What?
How? No, she just accepted him at the end. So I'm also kind of interested to see if they're doing like a Lindsay has kids now. Because my guess is that it's going to be like Lindsay's going to have her own kid and maybe something like that happens. And then Jamie's character's like, oh, remember when that happened to us?
Oh, yeah. What if like, she goes through the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wait, is there a Chinese shop involved then? Or maybe it's a different shop?
Or has time changed too much to where they realize maybe, I don't know, maybe don't.
Chinese shops.
The Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, the Chinese restaurant is like.
Yeah, maybe.
Are fortune cookies still going to be prevalent in this?
I do love a good fortune cookie. But we'll see.
Fun fact about this movie. I didn't know about this until recently, but Freaky Friday is based on the 1972 children's book by Mary Rogers.
Hmm.
So it's super weird. And there's been a bunch of productions on it. There's been a Broadway production.
On Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not like specifically the Jamie Lee Curtis. It's been adapted over the time. I think there's one in the 60s.
Oh,
yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Like this is a remake of multiple films that have spanned before it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I've only heard of Freaky Friday.
The 2003 version?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, the original adaptation released in, here it is, in 1976, which starred Barbara Harris and Jodie Foster, which...
Oh, I do love Jodie Foster. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I haven't heard of this then.
And the franchise has consistently brought up the concept of walking in another person's shoes into the modern teen setting. Mm-hmm. So basically it's just adapted with the time. So now we need a new one that's going to adapt with Gen Z.
Oh, God.
Whoa. The Zoomers. All of us being Zoomers in the room. Oh, man.
So taking a new approach to the script. It's penned by Jordan Wise and is said to take a multi-generational approach to the story, which it hasn't done in past years, reflecting on Lindsay Lohan's transition from teen roles to adult characters.
See. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about.
Mom, maybe. Oh, or whatever she's doing, you know.
But I'm excited. Pretty much, this is going to be one heck of a movie.
Yeah. So these are pretty famous actors. So I see. Can we go into maybe what Jamie and Lindsay have been doing recently?
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis, fresh off an Oscar win for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I love that she got an Oscar for that movie of all time.
That is
so good.
So I mean, she's experienced a huge career resurgence after that, and she needs to be in more movies because I love her.
Mm-hmm,
and Lindsay Lohan also making a comeback with recent roles in popular Netflix romantic comedies, including Irish Witch.
Is that the Wish?
Wish.
Is that the one that we were?
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about too.
Man, we should watch it.
But we should watch it. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either, but I have seen Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is great. If you haven't seen it,
watch it.
Watch it. Yeah, give it a shot.
It'll make you laugh and cry and be angry. It'll make you feel everything things. All at once.
And you know, and exactly, this is exactly how Freaky Friday 2 will make you feel.
I just feel just like Freaky Friday 2 is the alternate universe of something.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. In my brain, every time that I think of Freaky Friday, I don't know if it's because just of Lindsay Lohan purely, but I keep thinking Parent Trap at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that's like one of her biggest movies.
Right, yeah. And it's not even from the same era of Lindsay Lohan, though, but I don't know. That's what I keep thinking. Maybe that's why I kept going down the route of her becoming a parent. Parent Trap. Yeah. Anyway.
And now she is the parent.
Yeah. But, you know, she's moved on from that. Mm-hmm. She's no longer.
Moving forward.
Yep.
We got our next topic here. Joker, Folie à Deux. Warner Bros. Is set to release the sequel to the highly successful 2019 film Joker. This one's going to be titled, obviously, Folie à Deux, featuring Joaquin Phoenix as he's reprising his role with the Joker. But we have a new cast member, which I was actually floored when I was when I first heard of this. Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Love that.
Yeah, I was like, what? What the heck is going on here? This film is generating much anticipation and intrigue, especially with the possibility of incorporating musical elements. Which I'm like, heck yeah.
I'm so excited.
I am too. Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see Lady Gaga as you know Harley Quinn, but I see why with the more musical aspects why I would pick her.
And I'm kind of glad, like, especially with the first film was so depressing.
Yeah.
So like, where do you go from here? I think doing something completely different is the way to go with something like this.
Yeah. I really hope that they, like, oh man, I have such a love-hate relationship when it comes to like Joker and Harley Quinn, just as
duo.
It's
a terrible relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's just real toxic. But, I did really feel for this version of Joker, you know, cause I think that
it's not Joker. It's
yeah.
It's someone else.
Yeah. And so I think that the first movie did a really good, like, adaptation of like exploring mental health and the like how he descended into his insanity. So I'm really interested to see how like they introduce Harley Quinn's character and their dynamic in this new movie.
I have a couple theories about it, but we'll talk about those theories.
Oh, I can't wait. Later.
But the release date for Fale Adu is scheduled to hit theaters on October 4th, 2024, following the massive success of the original. Budget, the sequel boasts a substantial budget of around $200 million, which I kind of have a problem with, but at the same time, I think this movie is going to succeed, so I'm not too upset.
What's the problem?
Recently, a lot of movies have been
heavy,
absorbent budgets that are ridiculous, and they've been pumping them out like crazy. So Hollywood's in this kind of bad move right now where they're losing a crap ton of money and they're, because people are just tired.
Yeah. Everybody just needs to calm down.
We can't afford a movie ticket. And like, if you just made the movies, like if you just didn't spend $200 million on them and just spent, I don't know, maybe like $50 million or $100 million.
That's still so much money. Well, I can only imagine.
It's smaller. And it's like, don't spend so much money on these movies, man. But that's kind of my like my personal opinion about like such a high budget. But musical elements.
Yeah, go into it. Yeah.
Jukebox musical. Jukebox. It's a box.
Jukebox, there we go.
Just juke in a box, and then people plays music. Reports indicate that the film will be a jukebox musical. Yeah, featuring at least 15 well-known songs and covers with Lady Gaga casting, adding to the musical appeal of the movie, which that's why I'm like, well, duh, of course, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga got some pipes.
Obviously, it is the first trailer. The trailer hasn't come out yet. It's coming out on April 9th.
Really soon.
Very That's soon. And
Tuesday?
Like, April 9th. So there's only been like posters, and then there was like one ad where we heard Harley Quinn's voice for the first time. But
that's exciting.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I didn't know that it was going to be a jukebox.
Jukebox musical. So it's going to be like very modern day songs.
That's kind of cool.
Upsetting. There's no original songs. Then.
Yeah, there might be a couple. Knowing Lady Gaga, like she's got to do this one original.
I kind of like, I guess whenever when you said musical, my automatic response was that it was going to be originals. But, you know, if they choose their songs really wisely, I think that it could be pretty good.
And just to clarify, this Harley Quinn is not related to the the DC EU, which is now the DCU.
Right. Yeah. Not the Harley Quinn that we've come to know and love recently.
Not Margot Robbie. This is something completely different, separate.
Well, I would sure hope so, because those Jokers are nothing alike.
Freaking Jared Leto. Leto, this will be...
I will get on a soapbox about this.
We'll do a tangent time, but on like the worst and best Jokers, but Jared Leto's Joker was the worst.
Yeah.
The worst Joker.
I actually love to break it to him as if it was not great. But yeah, no, I sure
have an idea.
No, get that out of here. But no, I'm really excited to see these characters. I'm just so curious on how Lady Gaga's going to perform. Also, because I haven't seen, correct me if I'm wrong, has Lady Gaga been in big cinematic things
not
yet?
She was in
that one movie.
Yeah, she was in, A Star is Born.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. I think it's called A Star is Born.
I don't think I've
Something
seen
like
it.
That.
I've heard that
it's super big. It was actually really good.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that it was a good movie. I just haven't had the chance to see it. But, dang, yeah. Because I was about to say, because I don't think I've ever watched her in anything. So I'm really excited to see.
Yeah, and she did phenomenal in that movie. So I have no doubts that she's going to kill
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Lady Gaga is so talented.
But here's my theory about how this movie's going to go. So the first movie, spoilers, but it's an old movie at this point, released in 2019. So come on.
Yeah.
Hey, me sitting in the corner.
What was that, 5 years ago? Yeah. That's crazy. Well,
for the record, I've seen most of it, but it hasn't been on any streaming platforms I've had access to.
It's been on Max.
Max.
I didn't have access to Max whenever it was on. Is it still on?
It's still on Max. Sorry.
Oh, gasp. Okay. Yeah, because I've only got to see like clips
Max,
of it.
You should sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
By the way.
Hey, HBO Max. No, it's just Max now. Max. No. I hate that. Because I've seen. Also, check out another channel. This is unprompted. Cinema Therapy. did a really good breakdown of, or at least in my opinion, of Joker. And so after I saw a bunch of clips and I wasn't able to like see the whole movie, I watched their cinema therapy breakdown. Really great. Goes really into the psychological stuff from like the viewpoint of a psychologist. Anyway, should check that out after you listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my theory about this movie. So we ended in the asylum of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that at this point, Joker is going to go so far into his craziness that like we start seeing elements of him going into madness. I don't even think Harley Quinn like is going to be real. It's going to be a figment of his imagination.
It's going
to
be like,
which makes more sense to how like the jukebox musical aspect, because everything is going to be
in his head,
and everything is going to flow differently.
Wow.
Because we already saw like parts of that in the original movie where some things weren't real.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he have like this whole fake relationship with his like neighbor?
Yeah.
His apartment.
Yeah, the whole fake relationship.
So it could kind of totally go that route fake. For Harley.
Mm-hmm. And so I think like throughout the entire movie, he's going to just be in the asylum.
Yeah. Cause we're going to be really heavily questioning what's real and what's not.
Like we're going to constantly just like, is this real? Is this not real? But I think it's going to end with just him being in the asylum.
God, that is so sad. But I'm really excited. I'm going to sink my teeth into this movie. Yeah.
Which I think the musical elements are going to actually like kinda
bring it up.
Bring it up to that, because then you can do more. And I'm wondering if it's going to do more set pieces. Because this is set in an older Gotham, because Thomas Wayne is still alive.
Yeah.
And there's no possibility, really, of Batman.
Yeah, I doubt Batman.
Yeah, because Bruce Wayne's a kid.
Yeah.
There's no way Batman's going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
I don't, like, don't even put Batman in it, because...
Unless
like,
they jump in the future, but even then, I don't see that.
The focus is on Joker and Harley Quinn, so, I mean, like...
Right.
I hope that... I love Batman as much as the next girl, but I hope that he kind of... isn't involved in this.
There's going to be a new The Batman movie. So.
Yeah.
And
we'll get our fix.
Yeah.
We'll get our fix.
Yeah.
And plus, folie à deux, I actually just learned this yesterday, means insane or mental illness in French. So that might give us a clue of like how this movie's going to function.
We love that. We love that.
But yeah, that's my two cents on Joker. Moving on, next topic, which I'm stupid excited about.
Wow, I think he's excited about this. Yes.
I have been waiting for a proper Fantastic Four movie ever since I was a child.
Ever since I've known you, for sure.
And I've been waiting, and I've been disappointed time and time again, mainly only three times in my life.
But the three times count, man.
Because when that Fan Four Stick came out.
Yeah, the very first one. That one was all
right. Fan Four Stick?
Yeah, it had that Miles Teller in it.
Oh, that was the last one. Yeah, that one.
Ooh, that one. I was like, oh boy, finally, a Fantastic Four. Oh, God.
Was the title actually Fan Four Stick?
No, that's what fans call it.
Oh, I was like, that's awful marketing.
No, because they put Fan, and then they put like
the four
in the middle for some godforsaken reason. And they put Fantastic. And so it's Fan Four Stick now because of their dumb design.
I hate that.
So this came out recently to commemorate 4/4 Day, which was April 4th, I think 2 days ago.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.
This recording, Marvel Studios unveiled a new poster for the Fantastic Four featuring artwork of Joseph Quinn's Johnny Storm or the Human Torch, hinting at the film's upcoming release. So we got some stuff on that. Marvel Studios has granted access to specific issues of the Fantastic Four on Marvel Unlimited for free, including significant additions like the first appearance of the Marvel's First Family and the introduction of Galactus and Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Possibly hinting at their roles in the upcoming movie, because actually just recently, the first female Silver Surfer is happening.
I heard about that.
Really?
I can't remember who got casted. But Julie Gardner. Julie Gardner got casted as Silver Surfer, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah, so wherever there's Silver Surfer, there's Galactus.
Yeah, there's always Galactus. So, I mean, I feel like that's good considering I'm pretty sure this Fantastic Four is set in a different universe.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So it's connected to the MCU, but it's set in an alternate universe. Because this movie's set in the 70s. I'm sorry, the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, that makes more sense to...
Because of that teaser poster.
Yeah,
had
back in February, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So Julie Gardner Gardner has joined the cast that also includes Pedro Pascal.
Ooh.
Pedro Pascal,
Daddy Pascal.
As Mr. Fantastic, Vanessa Kirby as the Invisible Woman or Sue Storm, and Joseph Quinn as Human Torch / Johnny Storm, and Ebon Moss Bachrach, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Bachrach? Maybe.
As the Thing or / Ben Grimm.
Cool.
Obviously Galactus is expected to be the main villain, but we don't know if this is going to be like the appearance of Dr. Doom. This seems like we should introduce Dr. Doom, considering I think Dr. Doom is going to be our next big bad.
I hope,
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Jonathan Mayers.
Is that, yeah.
is got fired because of him.
Because he's a bad person.
Because he's a bad person.
He's a bad person.
You know what happened?
No, I did not hear about this. Oh, boy.
He beat his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. So he got fired.
Rightfully so.
After they found out about that. And so now that's why the MCU has been in such disarray recently. Because it just doesn't know where to go.
Their big bad turned out to be a big bad guy. Yeah, real life.
In real life.
Disappointment.
The Fantastic Four is slated to hit theaters on July 25th, 2025. So pretty dang soon. Not dang soon. I'm sorry. It is 2024. This is how bad I want this movie to happen.
He's like, I need it now.
I need it now. The fact that I want it to be 2024. Month. No, it's going to be next year, which sucks. But
I mean, but in the grand scheme of cooking up movies,
they should
still pretty quick turnaround.
In the last episode, Eli and I talked about how often they just pump these out and they don't take time to delay it. Like Spider-Verse 3. Yep. Just got delayed again.
Yeah, indefinitely.
Yeah, and you guys were talking about it, how you'd much rather have them give a little bit of a nugget of
good stuff. That needs to be the end all finish of that series, and it has to go out with a bang. Yeah. So
we're two for two with that movie series. So
I really trust those directors. Lesson learned, Hollywood. Please take your time. It's
going to
be worth it, and we can be patient. We've got enough media.
Yeah, we're going to be fine.
To consume.
Except for maybe me and this Fantastic Four thing, because I love them.
No,
they're like my
let
favorite.
It cook.
I know, but they're my favorite superhero team.
I know, but you got to breathe. Let it develop.
And you know why they're my favorite superhero team?
Okay.
This is not very, this is what I need them to get right. The Fantastic Four aren't really superheroes, at least from when I first read them. They're more like explorers.
That's cool.
So they go and explore all assets of the Marvel Universe. Like they discovered the Negative Zone. They discovered the multiverse.
There you go.
Et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I want them to be more focused on discovering things. And maybe they accidentally oh crap, we discovered Galactus and he's coming for our planet. Oops.
I think that'd be super, super cool. I think that would be a good intro into
bad
other
guy,
movies.
Bad guy. He's a superhero. He fights crime. Nah, these guys are literally scientists. Mm-hmm. They're the fine thing. Like Reed Richards,
I love Reed.
Now I've heard a couple people have some wonders about Pedro Pascal playing Reed Richards.
Yeah,
he's just a little too old.
Because wasn't the other option? Why can't I think of his name?
He was in Multiversal Madness.
Who?
Oh, Krasinski.
Yeah,
yeah, John Krasinski. There you go.
Or,
there we go.
Jim Halpert.
Yeah,
from the
I literally could only think Jim, and I'm like, no, he's so much more than that role.
He really is.
But that's how I fell in love with him. I think that's how a lot of people
fell in love
with him.
Yeah, he's dead.
Whoa!
Now.
Wait.
Yeah, he got killed off in Multiversal Madness.
Mike.
Which I think we didn't see a lot of him.
I don't think you guys saw the panic that you just raised in my eyes because I thought we were talking about the actor.
Oh, no, he's
Jim very much alive.
I was about to fall out of my chair. I literally was about to make a scene. Okay, woo, okay.
But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, so it's Pedro Pascal.
I think
is he set as Reed?
Yeah, he will be Reed Richards.
Oh, that's so fun.
I love Pedro Pascal, but I don't know if he can pull this character off because Reed Richards is
very serious and
super serious. He also is gets distracted super easily.
Yeah.
A lot of the relationship between his wife, Sue Storm, and him is him not paying attention to her because he's so in his work.
He's like, sorry.
Because he gets into it. He forgets where he is. So I'm wondering if they're going to get into that and how much of a workaholic he is.
Yeah.
It's not even he is a workaholic, but he doesn't view it as that. He just wants to find out what his brain is thinking.
Yeah. How do I put this? I want to say that Pedro Pascal is such a lovable person. And I think that he might make Reed too lovable.
He might, yeah.
Because Reed is a flawed character.
He has to learn that he has to balance his many things in order for his marriage to work out. And also for his Fantastic Four family to be the family that it needs to be.
And Pedro has just so much natural charisma.
Mm-hmm. He has to be a little
distant. Like he's going to riz up Reed.
Yeah,
and I need Reed to be dork and not read social cues.
Yeah, we need not a rizzy Reed.
We just need Reed. Yeah.
And things go bad with Pedro Pascal's interpretation, there's always the possibility of the Council of Reeds coming in, maybe.
That's true.
And swapping things up in a canonical sense.
For those who don't know, the Council of Reeds are Reeds from all across the multiverse. Think Council of Kangs from Ant-Man and Quantumanium. Mm-hmm. Same idea. Actually, for those who don't know, comic book nerd alert here. One of the versions of Kang in the comic book is actually an older version of Reed Richards.
Whoa, didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we were wondering
if
Kang was going to be related to Reed Richards at some point. So
checks out. That makes sense.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So moving on. Yeah. This movie, when it first got announced, kind of messed with my brain because I didn't think they were going to do it in general.
Yeah.
But the Minecraft movie.
Let's get into it.
Oh man.
The highly anticipated live action. Here's the thing that blew my mind. Live action Minecraft movie.
The second they said that, the gasp that I gasped. Though it will full lungs. Like, what do you mean? Like, how are they going to do it?
I don't know. But
go into it. Yeah.
So, the props got a. There was some on the Minecraft movie set. Some mm-hmm. props got. Like photographed and got leaked by @JoshSpace2 shared an imposing rock wall and a life-size tree, but they were like blocky trees.
Yeah.
So it looked real, like Minecraft and real, but it was so surreal to see it in the photo. It was like, are you sure you want to do this?
What gets me is, we're going to go into the cast later, but what gets me is thinking about how the humans are going to be portrayed.
Yeah, because
like, are they going to be in like mascots?
Have you seen Uncanny Valley Minecraft?
Yeah, I was about to say, this is going to be.
Or are they like CGI kind of?
Oh my gosh, the freaking memes.
I haven't, but I'll pull it up.
So what they do for the memes of this live action movie is they take Jason Momoa's face and they stretch it onto Steve's face.
So
Jason Momoa, he's going to be Steve, right?
I have no clue.
I thought it was Jack Black.
Jack Black is in it. I've seen Jason Momoa, Jack Black, and Kate McKinnon are going to be in this.
Remind me, who is Kate McKinnon?
She's on SNL. She was also in the Barbie movie. She's Weird Barbie.
Yeah, so yes, okay, I know that name.
But this we actually have plot details, which I was surprised about.
Okay,
so
late on us.
So the film's plot centers around a young girl and her band of unlikely heroes.
Not where I thought this was
embarking on a quest to thwart the malevolent Ender Dragon.
Wow.
Destructive rampage, ultimately saving the cherished overworld. The title of this movie remains undisclosed, but the movie is scheduled for an April 4th, 2025 release.
Whoa, so less than a year now.
Yeah, less than a year. This movie, obviously, we said it features Jason Momoa, Jack Black, and Kate McKinnon. It's produced by Legendary Pictures, Mojang, and Vertigo Entertainment, and Warner Bros. Is distributing this film. It's going to be directed by, I was actually blown away, Jared Hess, and written by Chris Bowman, and Hubble Palmer. Which I'm like, these guys
like
are
critically
like,
acclaimed.
Yeah, critically acclaimed. Yeah. Like they wrote some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This obviously with any video game adaptation, the Mario movie, Sonic, they try to capture what the video game
is. The essence.
I don't know how effective that's gonna be with this.
Yeah, with the other ones they had at least more to go off of and jump off of.
Yeah, Minecraft doesn't like really have a plot.
I just found out this year that it wasn't just to build stuff. Like, I'm not into the Minecraft scene very much.
I mean, there's like steps you have to go through and you can beat the Ender Dragon to win, but there's no overarching story. You can do anything in any order.
I didn't know that there was a goal in Minecraft.
We've
I thought it was just a chill.
Speculated on quote unquote lore, like film or game theory and retro game now have done some really cool theory videos about it.
Yeah,
you really got to stretch to find some semblance of a story.
Yeah. So,
like, what do you? I mean, I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, with it being in live action, how are you gonna?
That's what really is getting
I'm
me.
I'm so scared that we're gonna see these like half human, half block creatures. Like, oh god.
Yeah.
I think it'd be even funnier if like Jack Black, Kate McKinnon, and Jason Momoa were the only normal looking people.
Yeah, I hope
everyone
just
else
there.
Is just. A monstrosity of cubic proportions.
Yeah, and then the rest of them are just like, what up? What up, dogs?
Oh, have you seen that? All those jokes of what's her bucket? Who does the, I need a hot dog real bad.
Oh,
what's her name? She was in Legally Blonde.
What's her name? Freaking.
I can't, jeez.
We had her name yesterday.
Yeah, I literally was talking about her yesterday. Oh, man.
But I've seen people she's been casted to play villagers. And so
she's all of them?
No, I think it was a joke, but just.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Honestly, I'd cast her.
I love her. She literally, she could be anything. I wish that she was all of these characters. All of them.
Honestly, I'd cast her.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they don't take this movie seriously.
No,
seriously.
I've also heard that Jack Black is going to write some original songs for it.
Thank God.
Oh,
that was
bet.
One of the saving.
Yeah. That's
Okay, hop on an opinion. I did like the Mario movie. I didn't agree with all of the casting, but I don't feel like that's it.
I think most.
Here we go.
Literally, I'm having like cold take. All of us didn't like that.
You know what the best casting though I've ever seen in a movie? Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
That was. I thought that was pretty good.
That was the best casting I've ever seen in a movie.
I think I really like that. I love Jack Black.
I can't believe they had to animate his laugh onto Donkey Kong.
No, literally. I can't do it, but I'm really excited to see some like of these like really like heavy hitter actors getting involved with these video game movies. Like, video game movies are like gaining in popularity. Like, we just saw the FNAF one, the Mario, the Sonic ones have been around for a little bit.
Sonic 3 just got done. I'm
excited for Sonic 3.
Yeah, I should have said this earlier, it wasn't one of our topics, but Sonic 3 just got like done shooting.
Yeah.
So
did they ever announce who's playing Shadow? Yet
I can't remember.
I know people really want Hayden Christensen.
Oh my god, that would be perfect.
I have no clue.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yes. But you know what video game movie I'm not excited for?
What? Tell us.
The Borderlands movie.
Ooh, yeah, that does look pretty crap. Yeah.
So I'm actually really avid Borderlands fan. I've played Borderlands 2 several times. Right. I just beat Borderlands 1 again.
Mm-hmm.
But the casting is atrocious for that movie.
I'm just not interested. Like, I've wanted to pay attention to the news surrounding it, obviously, for this show, but it sounds like so much effort.
They're kind of like combining characters into like a movie that maybe shouldn't be intended there yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what video game they're basing it on, but they're like combining elements of the first one and second one at the same time, and it just doesn't make sense.
Weird.
And I forgot the girl playing the main female character. Oh, what's her name again? That's embarrassing.
Some chick.
Yeah, the red-haired chick.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
I can think of at least five.
Lilith.
No.
Lilith. Her name's Lilith, but she looks so old.
Oh, right.
She's supposed to be like a younger character. Like, she's very youthful, but they casted someone who just makes her look like she's a 50 years old and smoked occasionally.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah,
these video game movies are hit or miss right now.
I mean, like,
but Jack Black is Claptrap.
There used to be this stigma with like video game movies that if you make a video game movie, it will be instantly crap.
Oof. Yeah.
However, that's changed ever since the Sonic movie.
I was about to say
it wasn't.
I mean, it almost was bad.
It was almost really bad.
And then
Mario was good.
Yeah. Aside from Chris Pratt.
I mean, it was okay.
Nope, I'm going to die on this hill.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it. I still love the movie. I will definitely rewatch it over and over.
Charlie Day and Jack Black basically stole the show.
Yeah. If they didn't have such a strong supporting cast, no, it would have been a no for me. But the supporting cast was so good. So hopefully, we're seeing a good supporting cast in Minecraft. So whoever is the lead the girl, though?
I'm hoping.
Boop. No. do we know who's playing the little girl?
Kate McKinnon.
Probably. Oh, for the Minecraft movie?
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon's the little girl.
I think that's like.
Oh, there's also a female character in Minecraft called Alex.
Oh, it might be. Yeah.
Alex!
Well, okay, we'll see. But yeah.
So I'm assuming she'll probably be playing Alex, and then Jason Momoa will be Steve. I don't know about Jack Black.
I don't know where Jack Black is.
He could be like a random.
I want Jack Black to be everything else. I want him to be all the
original character. He can maybe be like a villager or something that comes along with him.
I need the.
I hope he also does all of the sounds for the animals and everything else. I think that'd be killer.
Jack Black is every animal.
No, because I want to see the credits and I want it to be Jack Black. Just
Jack Black.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got on that movie.
Yeah, we really went off on a tangent for this one, but we're so passionate about Minecraft.
Moving forward. Topic. This is the topic I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I can go off on a rant, but Moana live action remake.
An animated sequel.
So Dwayne Johnson confirmed that filming for the live action remake of Moana is coming, and there's going to also be an animated sequel. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that remake, considering that movie was made came out in 2016.
Yeah,
not that long ago. Not that old of a movie. It's not like
hasn't even hit its 10th birthday. Not even double digits yet.
I mean, yeah, it definitely doesn't deserve it, but it also is just we don't need more remakes.
I'm so tired of remakes.
It's
so boring.
It's not even that it's boring. It's just like I don't know, maybe it's because I grew up watching like anime and like a bunch of animated stuff. So take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
sorry guys. I just hate people. And I hate seeing them in real life. But there's just something about like it, you gain a lot of perspective with live action, yes, for like the real world kind of applications and all that kind of stuff. But I think it loses a lot of the charm.
Yeah,
that it
that's
had.
What I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like some of the parts of it that are lovable is just like how they're designed in characters. And no matter how beautiful of a person you get, you just can't replicate the same like endearing parts of like an
seriously,
animated
yeah.
character. Yeah, because you can exaggerate animated characters and make them look silly and all that kind of stuff and like really make them look unique. But whenever it comes to like real life people, not that real life people aren't unique, but they just look boring in comparison sometimes.
Yes.
And I'd be looking at the Rock, and I've seen the Rock too much in my life. I don't know how, but he's just got one of those faces that is just
been in like 200 movies a year.
Yes.
Yeah. He was in Black Adam, and then he's now confirmed to be in the next, Vroom Vroom movie, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, they lost so much money on the last one.
There's one more left.
They.
I've sadly watched it.
Bro, they lost so much money on it.
I was very intoxicated, but I did.
Best way.
But
best
yeah,
way
he's
to go
in Black
that.
Adam. He's going to be in the next one.
No one watched it in theaters. No one.
Black Adam or Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Both.
Both. Yeah. I was about to say they're both. Yeah, no, I just, I don't want a live action. I'm just going to be honest.
I don't want it either.
We don't need it. I don't crave it yet. Give me like 15
years.
There's
like a lot of magic that's going to get left behind. Like we're talking about The Rock, and it made me remember like the big guy, the god. In
Maui?
Maui.
Yeah,
in Moana, like his tattoos. I remember he had that whole
they're
musical
animated,
sequence.
Yeah.
And yeah, his tattoos move. How are they going to do that for The Rock? He's just going to be some weird Samoan guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing magical about The Rock. I mean, he's buff, but that's about it.
Yeah, and then you know because they're lowering their budgets for everything.
He's just a
for Disney wise. Mm-hmm. So you know it's going to be crappy CGI.
I just, what I really, really know that I'm going to hate is seeing The Rock with a massive wig. That's what's getting me personally about the aesthetic, where I just like, I grew up in the time frame where like I only saw The Rock with a shaved head. And mm-hmm. so, like, I know that he used to be dripping and I know he used to have fresh hair, but
I said just getting bald.
Yeah. But you know they're going to bring out a massive wig.
Yeah,
and poor Rock in this summer
look,
heat.
It's this is the whole remake.
Look goofy.
It's just, no one wants it. No one wants this. I don't even know why they're gonna like. Obviously, they're gonna get stupid kids to watch it. That's great.
I mean, will I watch it?
Maybe in
when
like,
it comes on streaming. Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe like
I won't go to the
year after. Like I didn't watch
the Little Mermaid
until like a year after it came out.
Yeah,
I still haven't.
Exactly.
I don't think I've seen any of the live action movies actually.
I stopped watching them, I think. I never watched the Cinderella remake.
I did.
I've seen Beauty and the Beast.
I've seen Beauty and the Beast and the Cinderella.
That was kind of the only one I've
seen. I like the Cinderella one. I think that... Okay, wait. For the live-action Disney, I think there's only a few of them that I genuinely think improved on the plot. Cinderella, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, they added more to it.
Yeah, because Cinderella's story was so old and it was so of its time that they actually like twisted it and made it more modern and like kept true to the original concept, but
yeah, I watched
developed
a,
on
like
the characters.
Yeah, because I didn't care to watch the whole thing. And they actually added some things.
And it was a beautiful movie and great songs. So, I think where they started losing me was like the Lion King one.
I think I don't know if you remember this, they announced the Snow White remake. And then it got canceled.
Yeah, it's because
it's hard because they casted yeah, they casted a Mexican chick.
Oh my gosh, I remember this now.
I can't remember her name.
There was a lot of backlash. Well, I'm not sure. She was
someone. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal, at least to me. I was like,
she was a person of color, and for some reason it got backlash for that.
I think the issue that people had was the character's name is literally Snow White, and then in the rhyme is her skin is as white as snow. Lips as red as something.
So
I'm like, just hire just a really German actress.
I mean, I think definitely.
Or not even that Norwegian.
I heard that it wasn't the backlash whenever I got on the Disney side of TikTok. You know, when I occasionally hop over to that side, I guess.
It's a dangerous
side. Yeah, it's a dangerous side. It's where all the creepypasta live. but no, I saw some of the uproar about this. And from my understanding, it wasn't necessarily like her ethnicity or race or like how she appeared. That was an issue. I mean, like that was part of the problem for a lot of fans, but it was like her attitude towards it. Like people just didn't like the actress's personality.
Really?
Yeah. And they were like, oh my gosh, no, she seems like a like from the people that I watched about it, they were like, oh yeah, no, a lot of fans are saying that she's like a jerk or like is doing a bad portrayal of where they wanted the character to go, and like girl bossy, but not in the like empowering version, like in a put others down kind of vibe. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get super into it because I was tired of live action remakes and I didn't care about it. Mm-hmm. But that's what I heard.
I think one of the other reasons too is because the seven dwarves weren't actual little people. They were like normal people.
Oh no.
I was like, bro,
the seven dudes.
This is the perfect hire them. Please. We need more like little
representation.
It's like, please hire them. Like they'd kill it.
Yeah, no, actually. And just
like one of the greatest actors of all time is a little person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't remember his name right now.
Peter Dinklage.
One of the great, like one of the greatest actors of all time. Little person.
Yep. We love him. But yeah, going back to Moana and just like live action in general, Disney remakes. I mean, there's a time and a place, and I don't think we're at the time or the place for this one. That being said, I think, you know, the shots of like the scenery is going to be really beautiful. And I am excited because this was one of the like really, really good breakout Disney movies that was like representing a culture that wasn't in mainstream media. Yeah, so that actually, is very exciting.
And like, if as much as I love Hercules, it's kind of a crappy representation of Greece.
Yeah.
Hot topic, but I think Moana's better than Frozen.
No, I agree.
I would agree also.
Well, maybe except I like Frozen 2 a lot.
Frozen 2 is better than Frozen 1.
Yeah, we don't put Frozen 2 in the same.
Way better music.
I know everyone's like, oh, Frozen 1 has the more iconic songs.
No,
your opinion is invalid.
Yeah.
Okay, Frozen 2 is the better movie.
You have three people telling you this. So well, that's just fact at this point. But yeah, Frozen 2 had bangers. Also, just like the emotional investment off the charts. But also, I just rewatched Moana this summer. Wow, I just watched it this summer, months ago. But like, I hadn't watched it since it got released, and I just rewatched it at a camp that I was counseling at, and I was bawling like a baby. When was the last time you guys actually watched Moana?
I watched it a year ago.
Be honest with me. Yeah,
it's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has a very great plot line. I don't have beef with the plot line.
I just don't think there needs to be a live action remake. A sequel, fantastic.
I would love a sequel. So is this sequel? We did touch on the fact that there is an animated sequel. Yeah. Is it a sequel to the movie or is it like a Tangled? Like
it is an animated sequel to the movie.
Okay, so and it's another movie.
It's a continuation from at least from what I have on this. It's an animated sequel and it's expected to hit in later 2024. So kind of near the end of the year.
That's coming.
And it's going to continue the story of Maui and
Moana. Yeah, from like the first one. So the live action isn't going to affect it at all.
No, that's just, I don't know why it's there.
Yeah, that does feel kind of like a throwaway. Because I think all of us just want to
know it's guaranteed. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But I am very excited. As much as we've been dogging on the live action one, I am excited for the anime.
The sequel's going to be interesting. I don't know where they're going to go with it. Hopefully they explore more of the culture and the legends behind it.
Yo, that would be so fun.
If the crab doesn't come back, I'll be so mad.
I need the crab.
He had the best song in the whole thing. Come on.
No,
I'm going to put a clip in Elton John vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, please put a clip in.
Yeah, I'm going to put a clip. I'm wondering if it's going to be like taking it down or
just put the shiny. You should be fine. Yeah, yeah. No, but that would be great. I am very like much looking forward to the animated sequel. I think that's going to be good. I hope they go into like how like she stopped the generational boundaries that her family was kind of putting on her in like the first one, you know, how at the end it broke.
Yeah, then they're exploring.
Yeah, they're explorers now. They're back to their original roots.
Maybe they'll have like more islands.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. Maybe interacting with new cultures from around the area.
She goes to America.
No, I want that out of here. I don't want America.
Moana in America.
In America. No,
Moana,
it's ew,
Los Angeles.
It's giving like the second Pocahontas movie if you've ever seen
it. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Horrendous.
It's terrible.
So bad. It's so bad. Not that the first Pocahontas movie was a great representation either.
Had good music.
But yeah, it had great music. But
the high school choirs will be singing for the end of time.
No, literally. No, but I think it's gonna be the animated one. We should be excited about the live action.
Get that out of here.
Yeah, get that out of here. We don't need that.
Well, yeah. That's all I've got. Thank you, Caroline and Levi, for joining me.
It's been a blast.
And being my guest. And well, we'll have you back on in like maybe another episode.
Yeah, catch you guys around.
Thanks for tuning in to the More Media Report. If you want to stay updated with the latest news and trends, subscribe and follow me on my socials for updates on new episodes and audience outreach. Also, feel free to contact me on Instagram and Facebook just to ask questions or for topics of just to talk about. Catch you on the flip side.